Welcome to the Deep Dive. We're here to help you get informed on the topics that really shape our world. Today, we're diving headfirst into a really big strategic decision. It's something that affects pretty much the whole business, especially if you're in the fast-moving world of financial services. We're talking about a choice that hits customer relationships, how efficiently things run, and, ultimately, your competitive edge. Our mission today, it's pretty straightforward. We want to give you the compass you need to navigate this critical choice between Salesforce Financial Services Cloud, let's call it FSC, and Salesforce Service Cloud, or SC. You've given us some great sources to dig into, and we're here to give you that shortcut, that real understanding of these pretty powerful platforms.
And it really is a huge moment for financial services. I mean, our sources are pointing out that the global CRM market, it's expected to hit something like $262.74 billion by 2032. Just massive. But it's not just about growth. It's a real shift. Companies are under huge pressure to give customers those really personalized, seamless experiences, across every channel. So getting the differences between FSC and Service Cloud isn't just tech talk. It's fundamental. It defines how a company approaches its customers and its whole long-term game plan.
Exactly. So what's in this deep dive for you? Well, we're going to unpack the basic setup of each platform, look at what they can actually do strategically, and walk through the big things you need to think about for implementation. The goal is to help you make a really solid choice for your specific business. Okay, let's dive in. Let's start with the basics. Let's begin with Service Cloud. This is kind of Salesforce's flagship customer service platform, right? Used by, what, over 150,000 companies? It's the standard for general support.
Yeah, that's right. And what's really smart about Service Cloud is how it builds on that core Salesforce CRM structure. It's really designed for solid case management. It can route questions based on all sorts of things and agent skills, if they're available, even how complex the issue is. So picture this. A customer calls with a tricky problem. The system makes sure it gets to the right person, the expert. It uses something called an omni-channel routing engine, which basically just means if someone emails, then calls, and starts a chat. The system links it all up. The agent sees the whole picture.
Ah, okay. So no repeating yourself 50 times.
Exactly. Yeah. And it also has knowledge management, basically searchable libraries with answers and guides. Helps agents and even customers find solutions fast. Plus, and this is cool, it uses Einstein AI. That helps predict where cases should go, automates some simple replies, and gives you analytics on how things are running. It all comes together in the Lightning console. That's the agent's main screen. It pulls customer history, cases, tools, everything into one place. Really helps in busy contact centers dealing with lots of channels.
Right, cuts down on the screen switching chaos.
Totally.
And the pricing for Service Cloud, it sort of reflects that wide usage, doesn't it? It seems pretty accessible. Starts around $25 user per month for the basic stuff, but then scales way up to $330 for the unlimited version. So it works for small shops right up to huge global companies.
Okay, so if Service Cloud is the strong all-rounder, what happens when Salesforce builds something just for finance? That's FSC, Financial Services Cloud.
And the differences sound, well, pretty significant. It builds on Service Cloud, you said, but it's fundamentally re-engineered for banking, insurance, wealth management.
That re-engineering, and that's really the key thing to grasp. FSC introduces this unique model called the person account model. Now, this isn't just tracking one customer. It's built to handle really complex relationships, households, clients. Think about mapping whole families, all their different financial products, mortgages, investments, insurance, even tracking wealth across generations.
Wow, okay. That's a different level entirely.
It is. And the insight here isn't just what it tracks, but how it changed the game for advisors. They move from thinking about single transactions to managing the whole financial picture, sometimes over decades. Trying to do that in a standard Service Cloud setup, you'd need massive, expensive customization. With FSC, it's just there. It's native.
So that relationship mapping is a huge differentiator.
Huge. And there's more. FSC comes with ready-made financial data objects, things like investment accounts, policies, loans, deposits. They're just built in, no big setup needed. There's also a financial goals framework. This helps advisors connect the products they offer directly to what the client actually wants to achieve. Makes planning much more joined up.
Makes sense.
Then you've got the Actionable Relationship Center. It's like a visual map showing households, who referred whom, networks of influence. Super useful for finding new opportunities or understanding connections. And, critically important in finance, it has integrated compliance workflows.
The regulatory stuff.
Exactly. Built-in processes for KYC. Know your customer verifying identity. AML checks, anti-money laundering, spotting dodgy transactions, and fine on that compliance stuff for reporting and monitoring. It's all automated or semi-automated.
Okay, so with all that specific functionality baked right in, it probably makes sense that FSE generally costs more to get started with than Service Cloud.
Yeah, the entry point is higher.
All right, let's shift gears a bit and talk about the strategic side, what these platforms actually enable a business to do, and the impact. For Service Cloud, its big strength seems to be that multi-industry flexibility, right? Handling customer interactions across email, phone, chat, social media, self-service portals, that whole omni-channel engagement piece, plus using those Einstein AI bots for common questions, freeing up people, and the service analytics for tracking performance and trends. Oh, and field service management, too, for companies that send people out.
Definitely. Service Cloud is powerful for broad service delivery. But when you look at FSC's impact in finance, it gets really specific, and the ROI numbers are quite compelling. Our sources mention things like 147% ROI in the first year.
147%. Wow. How?
Well, think about those pre-built compliance workflows we mentioned. They drastically cut down on audit prep time and risk. And that actionable relationship center, it doesn't just look nice. It actively flags cross-sell opportunities that you'd probably miss in a generic CRM without a ton of manual digging.
Right. Proactive insights.
It's exactly. For wealth management, FSC shines with goal-based planning. It pulls in data from platforms like BlackRock Aladdin or Morningstar for real-time portfolio views. In banking, it's great at pulling together data from all over core banking, credit cards, mortgages, investments, giving that single customer view everyone wants. For insurance, it can track life events like someone having a baby or buying a house to suggest relevant products at the right time or follow up efficiently on claims. And again, that compliance automation is huge. It lowers risk and cuts operational costs associated with meeting KYC and AML rules.
Okay, this really brings us to the core decision, doesn't it? How do you choose? This isn't just about features. It's a major strategic call.
Absolutely. And the first step is asking, how ready is your organization, really? Let's talk infrastructure first. Are your core systems, banking platforms, loan systems, whatever, modern, API ready, cloud friendly? If yes, integrating with FSC will likely be smoother. But if you're running on older legacy mainframes, well, you might need expensive middleware. That adds cost and complexity, something to factor in.
Good point. What else impacts readiness?
Data quality. This is a big one. FSC's power, especially that household mapping, depends heavily on having clean, consistent data about relationships. Master data management, having that single source of truth for customer and product info, becomes absolutely vital. If your data is a mess, you'll face a big cleanup job first.
Okay, infrastructure, data.
Yeah.
What about the people?
User adoption. Service Cloud is usually pretty easy for general service teams to pick up. FSC, though, it really benefits from users who already understand financial services, the products, the compliance needs. It's designed to make advisors more strategic, not just process cases.
So different skill sets needed. Now let's talk money. Total cost of ownership. It's way more than just the license fee, right?
Oh, absolutely. This is where planning can go wrong if you're not careful. Mm-hmm. Let's break it down. Licensing. Yes, Service Cloud generally starts cheaper per user, $25 to $330 a month. FSC starts higher because of all the built-in industry stuff. Implementation. A basic Service Cloud setup might be, say, $10,000 plus. A complex FSC rollout, easily $200,000 or more. Big difference.
But there's a trade-off you mentioned.
Just exactly. Customization. With Service Cloud, you often have to build custom solutions to make it fit financial services needs. That adds time, cost, and complexity down the line.
Yeah.
With FSC, much less customization is needed because those core financial features are already there, native. And compliance automation. With SC, you'd need add-ons or custom builds for KYC, AML, Fin and R stuff.
Mm-hmm.
With FSC, it's included.
Okay, I see.
So yeah, FSC's upfront cost is higher, but you often make that back sometimes quickly by saving on customization, getting compliant faster, and just getting value out of the system sooner in a financial context. It's an investment in speed and readiness.
That really clarifies the cost picture. So then you need to think about your specific corner of the financial world, right?
Definitely. The advice isn't one size fits all. For banks, especially regional or national ones, FSC's strengths in mapping complex relationships and spotting cross-sell opportunities are usually a huge plus. For wealth management firms, FSC's goal-based planning and those portfolio integrations are often deal breakers. They let advisors really focus on client goals.
Makes sense. What about insurance?
Insurance providers can really leverage FSC's life event tracking. You know, someone gets married, has a kid, trigger points for relevant policy offers or check-ins. Very proactive. Even for credit unions, who might lean toward Service Cloud initially because of budget, they really need to think hard about the long-term cost.
Mm.
Building custom compliance features later, that can get expensive fast, potentially wiping out the initial savings.
Right, those hidden future costs. Okay, let's switch to making it happen, the implementation strategy. A phased approach seems sensible, yeah.
Yeah.
Less risky. Like a phase one could be the core stuff, case management or basic client onboarding. Phase two might add AI features or automation. Phase three, maybe the deeper integrations and analytics. Break it down.
Exactly. A phase rollout lets you manage change, get some early wins, and learn as you go. Reduces the big bang risk. But underpinning any phase is integration and data management. This is non-negotiable. You have to connect Salesforce properly to your core banking systems, your policy admin platforms, trading systems, customer portals, whatever holds your key data. And for FSC specifically, I'll say it again, master data management is crucial. Keeping those household relationships and financial product details accurate. You just can't slip up there. Bad data breaks the whole model.
And security, of course.
Paramount in finance. Robust encryption. Tight role-based access control, solid audit trails. You have to meet those strict regulatory standards like AML, KYC, FSHNRA. It's all about protecting data and maintaining trust.
Absolutely. And then there's the people side again, change management, getting users on board. The training needs must be different too. FSC users need finance knowledge plus Salesforce skills, while Service Cloud is more about case processes.
That's a good summary. The training is definitely different, and you absolutely need leadership buy-in. Executive sponsorship makes a huge difference in driving adoption. Leaders need to champion it, show its value. And you have to measure success. Track those KPIs, key performance indicators, things like case resolution time, cross-sell conversion rates, how ready you are for compliance audits. If you don't measure it, you can't manage or improve it.
Makes perfect sense. Okay, final stretch, working about the future. How do you future-proof this big investment? AI and automation seem key.
They really are. Now, both platforms use Salesforce's Einstein AI, which is powerful. But FSC adds another layer of industry-specific intelligence on top. Think predictive scoring for relationships and wealth management, or automatically triggering outreach based on life events and insurance. There's even newer stuff like Agentforce AI agents introduced in 2025 that can automate tasks and engage proactively based on where a customer is in their financial journey.
Interesting. So smarter AI for finance.
Smarter and more specific, yeah. And regulatory readiness is another huge future-proofing aspect.
Mm-hmm.
Regulations always change. FSC's native workflows for KYC, AML, and preset FSHNRA report templates mean you're adapting faster, potentially saving months of rework compared to custom builds. The audit trails are built in.
That's a significant long-term advantage.
It really is. And looking even further out, think about open banking and fintech integration. That's not just a trend. It's becoming table stakes. FSC comes with pre-built APIs designed to make partnering with fintechs, participating in open banking, and offering embedded finance models much easier. That's strategically vital as customer expectations shift towards everything being seamless and connected.
Okay, so let's try to wrap this all up. If we boil down this deep dive, the core choice between Service Cloud and Financial Services Cloud seems to be about specialization versus flexibility, doesn't it? Service Cloud gives you that broad, flexible power for customer service across many industries. A great generalist. Financial Services Cloud, though, offers that deep specialization, those native features built precisely for the unique, often complex, needs of banks, insurers, and wealth managers.
That's a perfect summary. And remember, this choice goes way beyond just software features. It's a strategic investment. It's about how your organization is going to manage customer relationships, find efficiencies, and stay competitive in a really fast-changing market. The sources we looked at really drive this home. Success here depends on solid planning, real commitment from leadership, and always looking for ways to optimize. It turns a software purchase into a long-term strategic asset.
So here's a final thought for you, our listener, to mull over. We know AI is accelerating, regulations keep shifting, and open banking and fintech connections are becoming the norm. Given all that change, how might the platform choice you make today not just solve your current problems, but actually shape your ability to innovate, adapt, and really delight your customers well into the future? Something to seriously consider as you weigh your options.